楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に作用をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような、思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている、表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体感、気持ちと伝え、進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。聞こえるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、異常なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
Reflexives. Reflexives. Glossary. Shall we get started? It goes without saying. To communicate. To interact. In the same way.Informally, to use, cuss word, swear word, bad words, to go wrong, frustrated, sometimes, to hear, heard, to curse, to cuss, to swear, a rival, a team.A rival team. To score. To hurt oneself. A toe. At the bottom. Against. A coffee table. If. To cut oneself. More than usual. When. Plus verb ending in ing.An argument, definitely. A row, an argument. A complete stranger. To show, shown. Disrespect, probably. Would, conditional. To be, being,Plus adjective. Abusive. In this case, to stoop to one's level. Disrespectful. To admit. To mean. To fight back. To defend oneself. Without. Harm. A word. To harm. To act. Differently. To overlook. A comment. To disregard. An insult. Hard. To hold it in. A way, a manner, a fashion. To vent one's anger. A frustration. To get rid of. I'm afraid that. Still. As far as I'm concerned. As far as X is concerned. To consider. Swearing. The law of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Retaliation. Sadly, unfortunately. Never. To cease. Unless. To surrender. To die. To lead to death. The news. Unfortunately. To find out. Even. To get someone killed. A look. A stare. A glare. A shove. Grammar. Reflexives. In English, we don't use reflexive verbs as frequently as many other languages do. Get plus. Get plus past participle. We often use get plus past participle, third column of the irregular verbs, to describe a transformation. Example. Get washed. Get dressed. He gets irritated when he sees her. Another form is get plus adjective to show a change of states. Example. Get rich. Get pretty. Get ready. Prices get lower when there's competition. Reflexive. Self. Selves. Reflexive pronouns. Myself. Yourself. Yourselves. Himself. Herself. Itself. Ourselves. Themselves. We use a reflexive pronoun immediately after the verb. Example. To express oneself. To take care of oneself. I express myself. She takes care of herself. We believe in ourselves. They protect themselves. In case the verb is not reflexive, if ending with self is after the subject, it is used for emphasis or insistence. In case the verb is not reflexive, if the word ending in self is after the subject, it is used for emphasis or insistence. Example. He himself told me. In case the verb is not reflexive, if self is after the object, it means without help from others. I did it myself. Myself, by myself, on my own, all alone. It means, for ending in self, if it is placed after the verb. Example, she baked herself a cake. Differences between themselves, each other, one another. Themselves as a reflexive. Each other is between two people. One another between more than two people, among three people and more. Example. They look at themselves in the mirror. They look at their own reflection. They look at each other in the mirror. One looks at the other's reflection and the other's. They look at each other in the mirror. One looks at the other's reflection and the other reciprocates. They look at one another in the mirror. At least three people look at somebody else's reflection. And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Shall we get started? It goes without saying that we cannot communicate and interact in the same way with everyone, in every situation. So, tell me, in which situation would you talk informally? You yourself would use cuss words, for example.
When something goes wrong and I'm really frustrated, sometimes you hear sports supporters curse when the rival team scores, for example.
In which other case would you swear?
I would probably swear if I hurt myself. For example, when I hurt my... I would probably swear if I hurt myself. For example, when I hurt my toe at the bottom of the bed or against the coffee table. If I cut myself also.
That's right. When would you also speak more informally than usual?
When having an argument, definitely. If I'm with my boyfriend, for instance. But if I'm having a row with a complete stranger and they show disrespect to me, I probably would.
You're being verbally abusive in that case. And you stoop to their level in being disrespectful.
I admit it, but it's a means to fight back and defend yourself without much harm.
Do you really think words don't harm? Can't you act differently?
Sometimes you can't overlook bad comments or disregard insults. When it's hard to hold it in, it is a way to vent your anger and get rid of it.
I'm afraid this is still violence. As far as I'm concerned, I consider swearing immature. It is the law of eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This is retaliation, and sadly, it will never cease until one surrenders or dies.
Swearing does not lead to death.
If you read the news, you will unfortunately find out that even less can get you killed. One look, one stare or glare, one shove. Or even one word.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids, you open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.